This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is unbelievable. It's a trip down memory lane. Tyler Kennedy has walked in at the last minute today. And what a treat that would have been just by himself. But look who he drug in with him. Darius Kasparaitis is sitting across from me, looking like you look like you're maybe 32 years old. You look like you could still play. You look like you could still throw a hip check. Nobody throws them anymore. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I look good because, you know, I live in Miami, capital of plastic surgery. So they keep you young there.
Go ahead, Tyler. You take it over.
Please. I'm the same. I'm like, wow, like your skin looks great. Like, do you have like a skin routine, or is it just like from the sun down in Miami?
Not really. I don't use any cream. I just, I guess it's sun. You know, when you live in a sunny climate, I think people look better. I remember when I moved to Florida and I used to go back to New York, and I realized how ugly people in New York are. I'm not talking about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has always had beautiful
But you have
people.
No wrinkles. You have no turkey neck. You have nothing. Do you use special cream? Did you get a facelift or anything?
I use avocado oil.
Oh, yeah, right.
Do you?
No. I don't use anything. I just, I exercise. I try to eat healthy. And having six kids, it's, you know, you want to keep, you want to stay young.
Sean, get the dump button ready in case he swears. Sometimes he just swears in normal conversation.
Now, he promised he wouldn't, but I'm ready to go.
All right.
I never swear.
Before I just hand it over to Tyler, and you two can talk for a while, what happened at the airport when you landed in Pittsburgh? You told a great story.
Oh, it was funny. I rented the car this morning, so I go down to the parking lot to pick up my car, and the guy asked me for ID. So I pass him my ID, and he goes, oh, I have the same name as you are. I'm like, why? Why would somebody name you Darius? He goes, because of you. I was like, what do you mean? See, my parents, I was born in 1997. They were big Penguin fans, and they named him after me. It was very impressive, you know, to see somebody. It doesn't look good as me, but.
Did the kid have a big nose or no?
No. You know, hopefully it was not my kid.
You're like, Darius, I haven't seen that name ever.
Yeah. I was like, why wouldn't name you Darius? Because of you.
Yeah, this guy, I love you, Darius. I think you're just easy to talk to, funny. I think the first time we met was in Johnstown. Johnstown had an alumni game against the Tomahawks that were kids from 15 to, I think, 20. And it was me, you, a couple other Penguins alumni, maybe two or three other guys. And I didn't really know much about you. I've obviously seen videos and everything, but that was the first experience of Casper where these kids weren't really sure how hard to go. And one kid, right off the draw, he picked up the puck, tried to hot dog it, code through the middle. And I've never seen anyone in my whole post career get so lit up. The kid actually went over top you and landed on his back. And the rink was sold out, right? The whole rink was sold out. Everyone's cheering. When that happened, you can hear a pin drop. And then I think you can hear me laughing because I was like, I'm a fan of this guy because it set the tone. And even you've come to Mario's fantasy camp and you play the same way. Doesn't matter if it's an alumni game. I can just imagine how you play in South Beach with your buddies. You don't turn it off, or you can't turn it off, or what? Or you just enjoy putting people over your back.
Actually, I just don't understand hockey without hitting, you know what I'm saying? Even on a simple level. And basically, when they hit this guy in Johnstown, I made a newspaper the next day. It was you know, a picture of me hip-checking the guy, and he's flying over me. So this kid sent me his picture to, you know, send me to sign it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so impressed. But, you know, I even play hockey recently with the NHLers right now, the younger kids who play in the game. And they notice one thing. When I play, I always hunt people down, you know. I don't hit them, but I always, like, if the puck comes to the player, I'm already there. You know, and the guys, younger kids, like a guy from Chicago, Lyushunov, you know. He goes, wow, I never see anybody who can
close a gap.
Always there where the puck is. So I feel like I've been playing like that all the time. So when I play on the different levels, I don't hit as much. But I can, you know, I don't understand the game without hitting. And that's why when I had a Lemieux camp a year ago, I was not invited this year because I hit Pierre Turgeon.
And, you more than hit him. You buried him.
I buried him. But you know what? I didn't mean to do that. It was just, I don't know, maybe my brain had memories from the past. So he was skating hard, and he cut through the middle, and I just stopped and just leveled him. And he was so upset. I remember he slashed me, and you know, he tried to hurt me too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. He
was
did
very
though.
Upset. So this year I was not invited, and I asked why, and they told me that, you know, this is a fantasy camp. There's no hitting allowed. So I think maybe they suspended me for 1 year. Hopefully they're going to invite me next year.
Well, why are you here? Why'd you come to Pittsburgh? To visit him?
No, I came here to do Altoona Curve event this evening. I'm going to throw the pitch, first pitch in baseball. I never did it before, so I tried to figure out how to do that. I don't want to embarrass myself. But yeah, I did this. I'm doing this event, and I'm going back tomorrow back to Miami.
Well, people must recognize you around here. They must. You're a recognizable figure, and people absolutely loved you. And if they do, and even in Miami or wherever you go, do people ask you more about the hit on Lindros or the goal against Hasek? Because those are your two most famous moments as a Penguin.
And actually, I think it's both ways. You know, a lot of people talk about Lindros' hit, but a lot of people also say about the Game 7. They remember exactly where they're at when I scored that goal. I just met a guy recently. He was from Buffalo, but he's a Penguin fan, and he told me that, you know, he was sitting on the couch with his family, who all of them were Buffalo Sabres fans, and it was in the stadium, and say when I scored a goal, he was so happy, cheering, so his parents basically left him in the building. They didn't take him home, but he was so excited. You remember exactly what happened. But with Eric, you know, Eric Lindros hit, it's it was fun in the beginning, but you know, when somebody gets injured, it's not fun anymore. And I played with Eric in New York. And I remember the funny part about Eric, I remember when I became a free agent on July 1st, Eric Lindros called me and told me that he has no hard feelings. He wants me to play for the Rangers. So it was kind of cool to hear from him calling me and asking me to play for the Rangers. So I had a good experience being his teammate, and he's a very nice human being.
Darius Kasparaitis in here with Tyler Kennedy, who's in every Thursday. Tyler, do you remember the hit on Lindros? I was sitting up, obviously, in the press box, and it was at the same time, like, one of the most sort of sick, but also insanely, like, jubilant moments in Penguins history, right? Because Lindros was this figure. He ran into him at the blue line, and then Lindros was crawling on the ice. And it felt like we were back in the Roman Colosseum because people were like losing their minds cheering. I'm like, what is this? It was one of the most incredible moments I've ever seen in sports. And this guy at his height to be able to just like wreck somebody. Do you remember it? We must have been young.
Well, I was young. I watched the highlights, but I can imagine when guys get hit, like when you guys like you hit, after the hit, the whole building goes silent, right? For that split second. And you know, that was a big, like, you know, like you were hitting to hurt, right? Like that was the old school. Like you weren't hitting to rub a guy out. You were hitting to like bury the guy, right? Like,
I'll be honest. Yeah, you know, you don't want to like injure the guy, but you want to scare them. You want to hurt them. So to me, even when I play, you know, I play in Pittsburgh most of my career, six seasons. So I had a pressure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the fans that I have to make a big hit, right. You know, like Yaks or other guys have to score goals. I was people expect me to.
Right.
Well, you had a game. Two nights later in Philadelphia, and it was like you were a criminal.
No, not two nights later. Next day.
The next day.
It's back to back.
What was that like? Because the whole town wanted you, like, you know, just dead.
It was actually first time I was scared, not to play hockey, but scared to come out of the hotel because I received phone calls in my hotel room, people telling me they're going to shoot me, they're going to kill me. And I was really, I told the coaches, I think we call the security or police, whatever, to protect our team going to the game. So, yeah, I remember going to the Philly and the first shift, you know, they jumped me right away. But the funniest part was they want to kill Alexei Morozov more than me because he was cheering on the bench like a little kid, clapping, you know, after the hit and celebrating. And people, they thought it was a, you know, harsh thing to do because somebody is injured and you don't celebrate. And Morozov got punished too that night a lot. But even though it was a rookie, he didn't realize that. So, but it was scary. I remember spending a lot of time in the penalty box.
Mm. Wow. So let's back it. Let's rewind it. Let's start. I want to start at your childhood because I feel like you have. Like, you're so good at getting under people's skin. Like, was that start, like, in elementary school, high school hockey, where you just knew how to push people's buttons and you knew how to, like, where did you learn how to hit and, you know, just get the other team off their game? Because you do it from the NHL to an alumni game to a game in Johnstown. Like, when did it start where you're like, you know what? My game is going to be hitting. My game is going to be like, I'm going to be able to set the tone at least once a game where everyone's going to remember me and they're not going to forget and they're going to know when I'm on the ice.
Honestly, I became a more hitter when I came to NHL. Wow. Because when I played in Russia, Soviet Union as a kid, I remember the physical part of the game. I loved playing it, but it was not really appreciated. You know, Soviet hockey was about moving the puck, being, you know, finesse, skill. So I didn't really focus on those things. And as long as we didn't play Canadians, you know, every time we played Canada, Team Canada, like juniors, so it was a lot of hitting. But otherwise, when I came to NHL, I considered myself, you know, a good stay-at-home defenseman, but also puck-moving defenseman. So when I came to Islanders and my first shift, I remember, I hit two guys, Tom Chorsky and Bill Guerin, same time. First shift, NHL against New Jersey Devils. And I was like, wow. And people went crazy. I was like, wow, this actually hitting is, you know, people love that. So when I, my first two seasons, or three, four seasons with the Islanders, I was just, you know, realized that, you know, that's a fun part and it's easy to do. And people love that. So I started hitting more here. And then I realized when you hit the big guy, I didn't have any, when I came to the league, I didn't have any idols because I came from different country. So when I was hitting Messier, Lemieux, you know, all the big guys, I didn't care, you know.
Yeah,
I was
no
just playing
was
the game.
Off limits. No, you know? No one was off limits for you.
And I remember that playoff series against Pittsburgh, you know, when I went after Lemieux. And I remember Mario told me recently, says, this idiot, you know, was chasing me around. I was just coming out of chemo, you know. And he's like jumping around and doing all these crazy things. So, like, I was like, I felt bad, you know. But at that time, you know, it just, you play for the, you play to win, but also you play for the people to, you know, to cheer up. And
you ruined a Penguins dynasty. They were going for a third Stanley Cup and you tortured Mario. What was it like when you joined the Penguins and he came back? Were there any hard feelings still?
Well, when I joined the Penguins, I think Mario was on the team still. I actually, when Mike Milbury called me, I remember like yesterday, and told me I was traded to Pittsburgh, and I told him, you're joking, because that was the one town and team who hated me the most after the series. I remember playing, you know, next season after the series, it was a science. You're a rat. We hate you. I hope you die. It was this girl sitting always next to the bench, like always so annoying and, you know, squeezy voice. And she's like chirping all game long. You know what I'm saying? So I remember that. But when I got traded to Pittsburgh, I was shocked because that's the one team I like, no way I'm going to play for. So when I came to a locker room, I remember Yax told me the first thing, oh, this guy, we have to wear shoulder pads now in practice. And then the rest of it was a history, because when I played my first game, I remember I hit Brett Hall. We played St. Louis Blues. I scored a goal and I hit Brett Hall. People went crazy. And then I became, you know, after the first game, people started loving me. So I think that was the easy transition. And being on a team like Penguins, coming from Long Island with the losing record past 2 years, and going on a plane, everybody's playing cards, you know, like this atmosphere, have fun, enjoy hockey. It was fun. I had a tremendous time being a Penguin.
Yeah, can we talk about your injuries? Like, I look at your face. Do you have a lot of stitches, or not bad, or what? Like, it doesn't look like you have that many stitches.
I know. Maybe it doesn't look like he played hockey for a living, let alone the way he played.
Yeah, maybe
the size of my nose. Come on. No, I had a lot of injuries.
Did you break your nose?
Yeah, I broke my nose 7 times. So a lot of times. That's why it's so big.
That's why I say.
And because I lie a lot. So, you know, Pinocchio. But I get hit a lot with the high stick. You know, usually when you play a physical game, people you know, cross check in your face.
No visor either.
They try to protect themselves by you know, putting stick in your face. And in the 90s, it was legal to do that, especially when you go after Messier. You know, he elbows you right in the nose. You know. So, my biggest injury, I remember I had a lot of, you know, knee injuries, and I had a lot of surgeries. I probably had 16 surgeries up to date.
You 16? Played, it just reminded me, didn't you play with a torn ACL?
Yeah, with a pistol. I tore my ACL in Long Island. I got a surgery. I came back. It was 6 months rehab. And I came, I remember Pittsburgh, same thing happened in Pittsburgh. And I said, I don't want to rehab. I don't want to do anything because that's a long time. So I tried to play. I played a couple of games with torn ACL.
How about that, Tyler?
Yeah. And then I, you know, it was wobbly, so made a decision. That was the one I missed Wayne Gretzky's last game. Remember Penguins play the Rangers, so I missed that part, but it was in Florida, Suntanning. But anyways, I remember the Andrzejczyk for the Devils. I was playing for the Penguins, and I went down to block the shot, and the slap shot me right in the face. And he had the hardest shot in the league at that time, him and Al MacInnis. And the puck hit me right in the nose. And I remember people cheering, you know, because everybody hates me. I was bleeding and they're like, you know. So I go to the locker room. I get stitched up. I come back on the bench. And I think Chico was the coach. He turns around and I had like, my eyes are swelling and I don't see anything. He turned around like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm ready to play. He goes, are you serious? Like, get out of here. Go back to the locker room. Are you crazy? Yeah. So that's why I still have a puck in my nose, actually, the tattoo from
the little black mark is it half the puck? That's, yeah, you got like it seems like seriously you have like a little black
part from that from the shot from Andrew Shack.
That's Darius Kasparaitis, by the way, with Tyler Kennedy. Tyler brought him in today. A Penguin legend is what you are. Did you ever talk to Hat? You scored one of the most, I don't know, five, maybe higher, most famous goals in Penguins history, the one against Hasek to win a series in Game 7. Did you ever talk to Hasek about that ever since then?
No, I never met Hasek. I don't think I had a chance. I played against him with Colorado in playoffs. But I talked to a lot of people from Buffalo. They still telling me that was more Spain because they thought they were better than us and they had a chance to beat us. And the Game 7 overtime goal was very painful for them.
How did it go in? Kevin Stevens said you had the worst wrist shot in the league. No offense.
he still does, actually.
No, seriously, I just shot a puck. I didn't know it was going to go in. He went in. That's why I celebrated like that because I was so shocked that I scored a goal, you know, like a little kid. So that's why I jumped and started wiggling my feet, and then everybody went on top of me, and I realized that I was losing air, and I was screaming for guys to get off because I was basically dying underneath the pile. But it was just a shot.
That would have been a bummer. Yeah. And you said you died right then.
Yeah.
You said the night before, wasn't Rene Corbet your roommate, and didn't you predict it?
Or
did,
no.
Did he? What happened there?
No, I think it was a game before we watched the game on TV, and Rene was asking, what happens if you score a goal in overtime? And said, so, first of all, we never score, and we talked about it. And then that happened, it was kind of funny. I tell a funny story about the Rene. He was my roommate. So I had this guy, Guru, who can fix me through the phone. I swear.
What do you mean, fix you?
It's like if I get injured. He would come, I would call him and I would put like a phone on my shoulder and he would charge me through the phone. But I believed in that, but wait. And I was doing this in my room one day with a, house phone. It was no cell phones. Yeah. And Renier goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting fixed for the game. He goes, what do you mean? Like this guy on another line fixing me. And Renier started laughing and said, don't laugh. It's bad luck. He goes, yeah, right. So next day, next morning, we go on practice.
Oh, I shouldn't be laughing. I'm laughing.
No, you can laugh now. But next day we go, he breaks his leg.
My God.
True story.
what was he doing through the phone? Was he making noises or you didn't?
No, he said just put the phone down.
What?
He put the phone down on my shoulder. He would charge me through the phone.
Yeah, but when I say charge, is that like he go,
No, right? Just say keep your phone there and for like 2 minutes.
And then he goes, I'll send you an invoice.
Sounds borderline illegal.
I spent like $20,000 on that guy.
Yeah.
That's why I had like best years in Pittsburgh. He came to a locker room too. He fixed, I brought him to a locker room. He was fixing Yaks, Ivan Hlinka, everybody.
Did Ivan Hlinka smoke during the games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the bench, but in
Oh, how were you off? Like, obviously, we were in different eras, but you must have had, were you a prankster? You must have had some good pranks.
He got arrested once in Calgary. Did he ever tell you that story?
Yeah.
For what?
For jaywalking. No, it's a true story. So it was jaywalking, and this guy, I guess it was a police car, started beeping, and I flipped him a middle finger, and he put the sirens on. And it's like, are you serious? What are you going to do? And he goes, get in the car. I'm like, no. And it was with Rob Brown and Brad Wawrinka. And this guy goes, go in the car. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not going to go in the car. I didn't do anything. Like, yeah, you did this, did that. And those guys started, making fun of me, like, oh, he's here illegally, check his passport, you have to deport him. So I went into the car with him, and the guy goes, I'm going to give you a ticket. And I was like, oh, please, sir, I play hockey, I can give you tickets for the game. So it ended up being a funny story, let me go, but I have to leave him two tickets for the game. But at that moment, I thought, you never know what he's going to do to me, maybe drive me and, throw me in a ditch or something.
Can you stay for a few minutes?
Yeah.
When are you leaving for Altoona?
I still have time.
Are you going with him?
No.
Or are you going with yourself?
Yeah, I just got I rented a car. BMW 7 Series. Like old times.
I rent a car, it's like a Ford Topaz. This guy, he pulls around the rink, he's got a brand new BMW. I'm like, how does this work?
Because connections. Darius, rent a car to Darius.
Yeah, right. Your son. All right. Darius Kasparaitis here with Tyler Kennedy, and we'll finish this off in style coming up next. It's Pomp and Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.